On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, latest census figures show a significant drop in the unemployment rate in Donegal. The issue of the reopening of the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital has once again been raised at central government level. The 27 EU leaders are expected to formally approve the move to phase two of Brexit talks within the next 2 days. And Donegal ETB advises that its creches in Milford and Buncrana will cease to operate from the end of June 2018. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the issue of the reopening of the short stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital has once again been raised at central government level. Senator Padraig McLaughlin in the Shannon today appealed to senior HSE officials and Minister Simon Harris to approve the €1.8 million funding request to reopen the short stay ward at the hospital to increase bed capacity by 20. Senator McLaughlin, speaking in the Shannon, says as the winter crisis at the hospital looms, the people of Donegal are being discriminated against.
Even at this late hour, I appeal to the government, and I ask you, Leader, to bring us to the attention of the Minister for Health and the senior officials in HSE. They have to meet this request. And if they do not meet this request, we are facing... We already have a crisis. I don't want to even think about what we're facing in the weeks ahead. This has been raised again and again by me and other public representatives in the county over recent weeks and months. So I appeal to you here now today. This is the last opportunity I have in this year. I appeal to you that you bring this to the attention of the Minister for Health. The facts are incontrovertible. The hospital has been profoundly discriminated against in terms of funding. We need this funding. We now have this ward empty. Next week, the short stay ward will be empty. Those beds will be unoccupied while there's a crisis in the hospital. That is unforgivable. And I'm asking today, finally, as we come close to Christmas, to please get this sorted once and for all.
The Minister for Public Expenditure has said a report into options for homeowners affected by mica in Donegal should be complete this year. Minister Pascal Donoghue said the report into social housing for homeowners affected by the defective block issues will come before Cabinet early 2018. Minister Donoghue was speaking after Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue told the Dáil that clarification is needed on a number of commitments given previously by Minister Damien English.
I'm pleased to raise with you again the plight facing many homeowners, several thousand in County Donegal, who are affected by defective concrete blocks with which their homes are built with. The blocks are defective as a result of the mica mineral being present in those blocks. There was an expert panel established to look into this issue and it reported to government. I've raised this with you here before in the Dáil and indeed with Minister English. Minister English had committed to homeowners that he would visit the county again before Christmas to update them on progress, and also to specifically report back on social housing options for many of the homeowners who are most affected and for whom their homes have become unsafe to live in. I also asked you, Taoiseach, when that report would be discussed at Cabinet, and you indicated and gave me a commitment that it would be discussed by Cabinet before Christmas. Can I ask you, has it been discussed at Cabinet yet? Has there been a decision made by government to actually deliver a compensation scheme for these homeowners? And if not, how many Cabinet meetings are there remaining before Christmas, and will you ensure that the commitment is indeed lived up to and that these homeowners don't see more broken commitments from the government?
The 27 EU leaders are expected to formally approve the move to phase two of talks on Brexit at a key European Council summit in the next 2 days. The Taoiseach says Ireland will be seeking cast iron guarantees that a deal agreed on the Irish border last week cannot be turned back on. It comes after Theresa May lost a key vote in the House of Commons, where MPs voted that they should have a meaningful say in the withdrawal deal. Juliette Gash reports.
Last Friday, after a week of political wrangling, a deal was finally reached between the EU and Britain, in which it was agreed there would be no return to a hard border in Ireland. Brexit Secretary David Davis was later forced to clarify comments when he said the agreement wasn't legally binding. And MEPs have since said there's no rowing back on the deal. Taoiseach to Simon Coveney says he'll be working to ensure there is no backsliding on the agreement.
What we will look for and what we will get is a very strong set of guidelines tomorrow, which will ensure that if phase two is going to progress, that the commitments that have been made in phase one need to be fully followed through on, and where appropriate, need to be translated faithfully into legal terms.
Despite this back and forth, it has been agreed that sufficient progress has been made to move into phase two of Brexit talks, where Britain's trading relationship and its transition to leaving the EU will dominate. This phase will be even tougher to negotiate, according to European Council President Donald Tusk.
The real test of our unity will be the second phase of the Brexit talks. Today and tomorrow, we will also deal with issue a lack of unity.
Last night, in a further demonstration of the weakened position of British Prime Minister Theresa May, she lost a vote in the House of Commons that MPs would have a meaningful say in the withdrawal deal. Lib Dem leader Vince Cable, who campaigned for Remain, says while not a seismic change, it could be useful.
For the first time, a significant group of Conservatives have been willing to vote against their own party whip. And that means that potentially much bigger issues that they may rebel again.
While a move towards trade talks will be welcomed by Brexiteers, the substantive issue of trade is not part of phase two and in fact will only take place after the date of withdrawal. Juliette Gash, Leinster House.
Latest census figures published by the CSO show a significant drop in the unemployment rate in Donegal compared to the previous census in 2011. Meanwhile, the wholesale and retail sector is the biggest employer in the county. Tina Gates has more.
Latest census figures published by the CSO show a significant drop in the unemployment rate in Donegal compared to the previous census in 2011. Total unemployment in the county was 12,829, giving an unemployment rate of 18%, compared with 26.2% in April 2011. Nationally, the unemployment rate recorded by Census 2016 was 12.9%. Meanwhile, the wholesale and retail sector is the biggest employer in the county, with 7,866 people employed in April 2016, accounting for 13.5% of the Donegal workforce. Human health and social work activities was the next largest, with 7,420 workers. That's 12.7%. The top five was completed by education, 10.8%, accommodation and food service activities, 7.9%, and manufacturing, 7.8%. There were increases in the number of persons working in the agriculture, forestry and fishing sector, and also in the numbers working in construction.
There are calls for an immediate review of the JET programme. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty is calling on a review to be initiated without delay after anger has been expressed within many schools and communities throughout the county which continue to be excluded from the JET programme. The Minister for Education previously said that should updated information become available, which shows a school now meets criteria, then it will be included in the programme. Deputy Doherty says given the results of the latest Pobl HP Deprivation Index, revealing areas of Donegal are amongst the most deprived in the country, it warrants the programme to be extended to include schools throughout Donegal. Meanwhile, Donegal ETB advises that its creches in Milford and Buncrana will cease to operate from the end of June 2018. The staff in both locations will be redeployed within Donegal ETB services. The Letterkenny creche based at Ard O'Donnell will remain open until June 2019 and will be subject to regular review thereafter. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Osbach has been raising questions about the future of ETB creche provision since a creche in Gortahorke was closed in the summer. He told Greg Hughes earlier on the 9 till noon show that this announcement was expected.
On Monday, to my understanding, I'm not on the ETB board, but to my understanding there was a meeting out in Letterkenny of the ETB, and the councillors, because I asked the councillor to raise the question for me, but they couldn't give a straight answer. They said that this was under review. But yet here we are today, a couple of days later, and the statement's gone out. Now, they've either made that decision overnight, or else, what I believe, that they knew all along that this was going to be the objective. And why I believe that is that when I met with them when they were closing the creche out in Gortahark, on the day they were closing, I went into a meeting and I repeated my question, where are they closing the other creches, where I was told that it was under review, and then was told that they were closing in June next year. Mm-hmm. And that is the date, that is the month that they've stated in their statement that Milford and Buncrana will be closing.
Campaigners on both sides of the abortion debate say they will continue to engage with politicians before they decide on the final wording for a referendum. The Oireachtas Committee on the Eighth Amendment will publish its report next week, which will be debated in January. The Dáil will then vote on the wording of the referendum and potential supplementary legislation will be published. Alva Smith from the Coalition to Repeal the Eighth says the protracted process has actually been beneficial.
It is a process. It is careful. It is thoughtful. It is certainly enabling people who have had reservations to say, oh, hold on a minute. Let's look at the evidence. That's really interesting. I'm changing my mind. When people actually have the opportunity to calmly consider evidence, to hear people speaking in a calm way, they say, look, this is actually making sense. Really, the time has come when we have to look at this honestly and make a change.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with Santa in store this Friday 15th from 5 to 7, together with a meet and greet with some players from the Donegal senior football team.
It's 14 minutes past 5, time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic games in the All-Ireland football quarter-final meeting of Fulham Irish and Cora Finn has been rearranged for Sunday, January the 21st at Ruislip. The game was originally scheduled for last Sunday but was postponed due to snow at the London venue. The winners of that game will face the Leinster champions either Muirfield or St Lomans in the semi-finals. That'll be on February the 17th at a venue yet to be decided. The Derry champions Slough Neil, they'll face Nemo Rangers in the other semi-final in Portlaoise a week later. That game comes a fortnight after the Derry club faced Na Piercy at Parnell Park in the All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals. On the same day, February the 10th at Semple Stadium, defending champions Cullagh, they'll be up against Liam Mellows. Moving on to rugby, and Ulster have made two changes to their team for tomorrow's Champions Cup game with Harlequins in Belfast. Lewis Ludick will start at outside centre in place of the injured Tommy Bow, who limped out of the weekend's win over the same opposition with a hamstring injury. Chris Henry replaces Sean Reedy in the back row, and Andrew Trimble, he takes a place among the substitutes. For their parts, Quins have made six changes. England internationals Chris Robshaw, Danny Kerr and Joe Marler, they're all injured. Mike Brown and Tim Visser, they drop to the bench. Elsewhere, Munster have appointed JP Ferreira as their new defence coach. The South African leaves Super Rugby side Golden Lions, where he performed the same role, as well as performance analyst for a decade. Ferreira previously worked with the new Munster head coach Johan van Graan with the Springboks during their November series. The 34-year-old has signed a contract until 2020 and will begin in his new position after Sunday's Champions Cup meeting with Leicester at Welford Road. And Kieran Marimon has committed his future to Connacht. The Irish scrum half has signed a 2-year contract extension that'll keep him at the sports ground until beyond the 2019 World Cup. Marimon's made over 130 appearances for Connacht, helping them to their maiden Pro 12 victory. In swimming, Mona McSherry's first experience of European seniors continued today in the pool in Copenhagen. The Sligo swimmer, who's a member of the Marlins Club in Ballyshannon, faced into two events this morning at the short course competition. Mona finished seventh in her heat in the 100 metres individual medley and was part of the Irish team that finished sixth in their 4x50 metres mixed relay medley mixed relay heat. Elsewhere, Jordan Sloan finished sixth in the final of the men's 200 metres freestyle. Earlier, he swam a new national record time of 1 minute 43.26 seconds to reach that final. Moving on to soccer, in a third round meeting with Premier League Leicester as the carrot in tonight's FA Cup second round replay. Southern League side Hereford, they entertained Fleetwood Town with a kickoff at Edgar Street of 7:45. In cycling, four-time world time trial champion Tony Martin has described the handling of Chris Froome's Valletta España urine case as a scandal. On his Facebook page, the German suggested that Froome should have been suspended immediately when his test showed up twice the allowed levels of salbutamol. Instead, Froome has been allowed time by the UCI to provide an explanation why his sample showed up the illegal levels of the asthma medication. Martin claims a double standard has been applied applied to Froome, who denies any wrongdoing. In darts, Limerick's Willie O'Connor is the first up in the hockey at the PDC World Darts Championships tonight. He takes on the experienced Steve Beaton. Michael van Gerwen, he begins the defence of his title against his fellow Dutchman Christian Kist. James Wilson takes on Poland's Krzysztof Ratzki, and 16th seed Gerwen Price goes up against Ted Evatts. In snooker, Jared Green lost out to John Higgins today by 4-0 in their Scottish Open third round tie. Higgins now progresses to round 4. Earlier on today, Michael White defeated Kieran Wilson 4-1. Ronnie O'Sullivan had a 4-3 victory over Lee Hang. Rory McLeod defeated Ding Jong Wei by 4-3. Ricky Walden, he defeated Mark Joyce 4-1. And Stephen Maguire defeated Yan Bing To by 4-3. Finally, for this evening in horse racing, jockey Hayley Turner's been suspended from riding for 3 months as she had opened an online betting account. Britain's most successful female jockey created it after retiring at the end of 2015, but as she still had a licence, she was in breach of horse racing rules. Turner's since returned to the saddle at events in France. She says she's absolutely devastated at her mistake and deeply embarrassed. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. A security alert in Derry has now ended. A security operation was launched following the discovery of a suspicious object in the Eder Own Park area last night. A number of items found during the alert have been taken away for further examination. Police say during a search of a property in the area early this morning, officers from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit arrested a 39-year-old man in connection with ongoing investigations into violent dissident Republican activity. The man is currently at Musgrave Serious Crime Suite, where he is assisting police with their inquiries. Letterkenny Chamber has met with Irish Water to discuss plans to improve water infrastructure in the town. At the meeting, plans to improve and future-proof the water and sewage infrastructure of the area were outlined, as well as the current work being undertaken by the utility. Letterkenny Chamber CEO Tony Forrester says she is confident following the discussions that adequate investment is being made to Letterkenny's water infrastructure.
Irish Water are doing some roadshows around the country talking to chambers to update the business community really on plans for infrastructure improvements in water and sewage. So they went through actually each scheme that they have coming up in Letterkenny, showed us maps, discussed in a fair amount of detail what those works would include. And gave us a very, you know, interesting talk about really what was going to be happening in the next, sort of, I suppose, 2 years or so.
And are yous as a chamber happy with the developments that they have proposed?
Well, you know, obviously everybody wants the best water supply they can get, and we want it to be future-proofed. So we get a sense that there's quite a bit of money being spent, a bit of infrastructure, you know, investment being spent here, so we welcome that. And I suppose our only discussion, and the discussion we were trying to get across, was, you know, how those works are going to be done, you know, how we communicate with them in terms of sequencing of works. And I think we got that across quite well today, and I say we've really started a communication with Irish Water, which we're really happy to you know, report to people, because we understand that the work has to get done and around the town. So we want to make it as simple as possible, and they have opened this communication line with us now that will go on and develop over the next number of months.
And for weather now this evening, we'll have fresh to strong northwest winds, occasional showers of rain, some possibly heavy off hail with a risk of thunder, and lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, latest census figures published by the CSO show a significant drop in the unemployment rate in Donegal compared to the previous census in 2011. Meanwhile, the wholesale and retail sector is the biggest employer in the county. The Minister for Public Expenditure has said a report into options for homeowners affected by mica in Donegal should be complete this year. Minister Pascal Donoghue said the report into social housing for homeowners affected by the defective block issue will come before Cabinet early 2018. The issue of the reopening of the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital has once again been raised at central government level. Senator Padraig McLaughlin in the Shanna today appealed to senior HSE officials and Minister Simon Harris to approve the €1.8 million funding request to reopen the short-stay ward at the hospital. And campaigners on both sides of the abortion debate say they will continue to engage with politicians before they decide on the final wording for a referendum. The Oireachtas Committee on the Eighth Amendment will publish its report next week, which will be debated in January. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back again with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, December the 14th. The death has taken place at RSC Donal Nursing Home Milford of Patrick McFadden, formerly Dewey Downings. Remains will leave the nursing home tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Margaret Maguire, the cottage's Ballyrain Letterkenny at the Donegal Hospice. Margaret's remains will be reposing at her late residence from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 to go to the Church of the Irish Martyrs Letterkenny for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial immediately afterwards in the family plot at St Patrick's Cemetery, Drumkeen. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund at Donegal Hospice, care of Martin McGowan McGowan's Funeral Home, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorler, or any family member. The death has taken place at Brookdale Care Community, Citrus Heights, California, of Patrick Colm O'Hara, formerly of Muff and Buncrana, County Donegal. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Niall McHugh, late of Clarkson, Glasgow, and formerly of Dewey Litchermack Award. His remains are reposing at his late home at Drung Quigley's Point. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. All inquiries to Liam Collins, Funeral Director. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Patsy Grant, Upper Anna, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Dementia Ireland, care of any family member or McFeely's Funeral Director, Clonmany. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The sudden death has occurred of Anne McHugh, Main Street Ardra, formerly of Scadamon Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her residence at Main Street Ardra. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:40, going to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to Ardra Resource Centre, care of Derek McCabe, Funeral Director, Ardra. The death has taken place at St Joseph's Hospital Stranorler off Clara Margaret Brand, 25 Beechwood Grove, Convoy. Remains are reposing at Gibson's Funeral Home this evening from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock service in Convoy Presbyterian Church, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Finnview Ward, St Joseph's Hospital, care of Gibson's Funeral Director, Convoy. And the sudden death has taken place of PJ O'Donnell, Knockastoller, Bombeg. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. House private from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu to Donegal Cancer Flights, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director.